Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. Talk a lot about a bunch of different things today. Really, topics are up to you when you have questions. But I try to put in a few different things here and there to give you some information to be successful in the garden, or different plants to be using, etc. And last hour we talked about some ornamental grasses that you could be putting in. So something to look at. You can always look back and listen to previous hours. You can go to our website at paulparent.com. They have podcasts, so you can listen to each hour. It takes about a half hour for them to actually be popped up on the podcast website, so you can get the previous hour. But, you know, just as a FYI, we do have it. You can also, on that page, you can join our newsletter, get that weekly from us. It comes out every Thursday. This week we actually had sent it out Friday. A little bit going on this week. My mom is actually traveling, so she's the one who takes care of the newsletter, so there was a little bit of time in between it. So you got it on Friday this week, but usually comes every Thursday. But you can sign up on our website again at paulparent.com. There's a spot for you to get that all the way down to sign up for our newsletter. Now, for those of you who have been following us for a number of years, we have a lot of different products that we talk about here and there. And I wanted to highlight one of my favorites. I talk about it. I try to talk about it as much as I can, not as much as I should, based on the results you get from this product. We talk about it almost every other week when we have Victoria from Natural Alternatives on with us. Because it is so important when it comes to growing your plants. But the product called Protolizer is an awesome product to be using. It really, really helps your plants from a new plant or transplant to seeds, or even your established plants to really help them. This Protolizer has hundreds of microbes in there. And when I say hundreds, it actually contains up to millions and billions of proprietary beneficial microbes. 100% organic. So it'll help reduce the transplant shock, but it'll also help, getting that new plant started, or even, like I said, your established plants. It's a powdered formula, and you actually mix it with water. They have these little half-ounce packages, that'll make a gallon of water. You'll pour in a gallon of water and pour that in, pour the solution in to make it. Now, one of the things I like is when you're putting those new plants, you get like a 4-inch house plant, instead of just watering the plant, from above, you can actually dip the plant into the solution and then put it into the soil. You're going to put the water in, to use to water it into its spot. This isn't a fertilizer. It is a, as we always talk about, vitamins for your plants. It's an additive to your fertilizer. It's going to help your fertilizer be more active and be more successful because of all those beneficial microbes that are working are going to be looking for those fertilizer, everything else, to help push great root growth. So looking at what it can do, if you could actually take a look at the root system, you take it out of the pot and take a look, it almost has its roots covering all the way around that are white, those nice fibrous roots that are going to be absorbing more of that water, more of the fertilizers, etc. So it is something you would definitely notice the difference when it comes to the root system. For established plants, they actually say you can do this every couple weeks. But one of the other things that I really like is when a plant is weak or has something happen, goes through a drought or had an insect attack it, and when it's a weaker plant, it will actually, you can do that once a week and get it stronger and bring it back. Almost like bring it back from the dead, if you will, and get it to be more successful for your plants. So this isn't just about getting it started right. It is to help bring it back. So something to really think about, Protolizer, awesome product. Anytime you can add beneficial microbes to the soil, you're not being just, great for the plants, but great for the soil as well. Our soil is something that we need to, pay attention to and work on in order to get the successful plants. It's not just about getting that one little area. It's about getting the entire soil, going and ready, for, each season, etc. The Protolizer can actually be, mixed into, say you wanted to put it into a garden and you got a yard of soil that you wanted to add. You can actually take a pound of this, mix it in onto it, and actually be great for that area. Usually a yard of soil can go about 300 square feet and about an inch deep. So some of you, that's an entire vegetable garden. So maybe it's looking at getting that ready as that first application once you get your garden tilled, or if you're not tilling it, which a lot of people don't till it any longer, you're getting it over the top and kind of mixing it in that way. But it's good for a lot of different things, and honestly, it's going to be awesome for your plants. If you don't have it already, I think you should look into it. If you've ever had any issues with plants and you want to get them back, this is the way to go. Again, this is Protolizer. It's from Natural Alternative. You can actually go to their website, naturalalternative.com, or you can call them. They'll be open on Monday. Their phone number is 888-546-5941. And give them a call. Tell them I sent you. You'll even get a discount from the Paul Parent Garden Club. Depending upon what you're purchasing, but they'll actually get you some discounts in there just for listening to the show. So again, that was Protolizer from Natural Alternative. Great product to be using. And again, it's not a fertilizer. It helps with your fertilizer. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call. We're wide open phone lines that can be definitely helping They're open to give us calls so we can help you out with a lot of different things. You know, is it houseplants? Is it what to do in the garden for next year? Is it lawn questions? You know, it's never too early to ask a lawn question. So something to really be thinking about. So, you know, take a look at what you're planning on doing for the spring 2020 season. Do you have questions about some of the plants you want to put in? Did you have issues in areas, and what can we do to fix that early? You know, is it a fertilizer? Is it, you know, a product to get rid of some of the insects? Is it something to feed the soil with? You know, that's something to be thinking about too. The soil, as I've said a couple times here, is so important for your success. And taking care of it, knowing what's going on there, might be something to be looking at this spring. Definitely look at getting some sort of soil sample. And if it was, you know, even if it was successful, so you can know where you're at and know what you need to keep doing going forward. Because a lot of times, if it's successful, you want to keep that. You want to make sure it stays the same. So, you know, what do you need to do for fertilizer? Maybe it's less. Maybe it's keeping the same as what you did to keep that going. You know, that's why even when you're, you know, successful, you should look at a soil sample. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break when we get back. More of your questions, more information about your garden. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
And welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of the things that when we bring anybody into a garden center to work for us, you know, we actually teach them how to water. Now, it says, kind of sounds funny, how to water. You open the hose and you put it on the plant and give it a drink, right? Well, not completely. You know, kind of explain how long to be standing there, how to do it when you see something that's really dry, how you're going to have to do it multiple times, etc. So it is something that needs to be taught a little bit. It's not something that, you know, a lot of gardeners know. They know when to do and what time of day to do it, etc. But I wanted to give a little bit of information about, you know, best time to water, how to water, etc. So, depending upon where you look, there's a lot of debate out there, morning versus evening watering. Now, obviously, it's going to depend on your schedule. You know, not everybody can get out there 5 a.m., 6 a.m. to water the yard, water the plants. You get kids, you have to, you know, you've got pets, you got to walk the dog, you got to take the kids to daycare, then get to work all on time and try to do it all, you know, while trying to get about 8 hours of sleep the night before, right? Obviously, the best time of day would be the morning, especially if you're using an overhead watering system, sprinkler system, the state goes high. Reason being is it will actually allow the foliage to dry quicker during the day. It doesn't allow, you know, it denies, if you will, any fungus to really be sitting on the plants, sitting on the leaves. So something to really be thinking about. You know, again, if you can't water in the morning and you only have time at night, not a big deal. It's just how you water it. You want to water, you know, on the ground versus an overhead, if possible. you know, going into the night, that's when pathogens will start to come in there when it's wet, cooler, damp. So that's why they want you to water during the morning. That being said, if a plant needs water, you're going to water it at any time. There's no saying just because it says, you know, 9 p.m. doesn't mean you can't water. There's no cutoff on that. You want to make sure that the water gets to the plant. So at night, you can actually be watering. You need to water onto the ground underneath the foliage, whereas during the morning and day, you can actually do overhead with a little bit more because it'll allow that foliage to dry a little quicker. Now, you know, there is some talk behind it. You know, what's the difference? Do I annual and perennial plants, do I water those different? Well, annuals, you know, those are the ones that only have one life cycle. So they have a very shallow root system. They're not going deep. They're not going, you know, 12, 18 inches down. Maybe close to 12, but they're not going as down. Whereas a perennial plant is going to have a bigger root system. It's going to have more of the ground to help it be successful. So, you know, an annual, you're going to get the top couple inches and allow it to stay, you know, wet, depending upon the plant. But you're going to do that more frequently, whereas a perennial plant, you know, it has that, a lot of them will have like that taproot, so it'll go deeper into the soil. So those, you know, every few days, maybe even once a week, depending upon the, you know, the heat, the season. You know, container plants. Water is like a huge function for them. Water and fertilizer on a container plant is what makes it go. Water can keep it very lush and growing. Obviously, adding the fertilizer will help too. But you're gonna, you know, you're gonna need to water that one a little bit more. Time of day doesn't really matter at those, but again, morning is best. Your vegetable garden. Vegetable gardening is one that if you have to rely on a sprinkler because it's so big and you're just trying to get the area covered, that one would be in the morning. Again, you're trying to let the leaves dry and the sun to help with that. So just think about that going forward. And we can definitely go over a few more things after the next break. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule the impeachment of President Trump unconstitutional, saying that neither of the two charges against the president are high crimes or misdemeanors.
We have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime, high crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
Giuliani telling Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine last night, lawyers in the case should make a motion at the very start of a Senate trial calling for the case to be dismissed. From tornadoes to ice, severe weather in the United States killing at least 12 people this weekend, a police officer and a paramedic among four killed in Texas, three people were killed in Louisiana, three in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Iowa also each report one weather-related death. This is USA Radio News.
101 Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking about when to water, how to water, etc. One of the things that I didn't get to was trees and shrubs and how to water there. This one is very important. These need to be watered deep and for to get them to last in between drying out periods and get them better root systems, better everything. What I like to do when it comes to a tree or a shrub is leave the hose on that specific plant on a trickle. And let it sit there, depending upon the size, anywhere between 15 to 30 to 40 minutes. Depends upon the tree size. Again, it's a trickle, so it's not a lot coming out at once. Reason being, if just pushing water onto it, it's going to absorb. But if it's really dry, it's just going to go right through. I always use this analogy, when it comes to take a look at when watering a dry hanging basket, because you can see where the water goes. It's hanging, you water it, and all of a sudden you just see drips coming out of the bottom of it when it's really dry. So slowly watering it is going to absorb a little bit more and be better off that way. So you definitely want to do a longer soaking for it, for your trees and shrubs. Again, like I said, you just place it at the base of the tree or shrub, let it run, and you're going to be able to find out how long it's going to really take. 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, depending upon the size. But you'll be able to tell. Some of the water might pool up a little bit, etc. But this one can be done any time of the day, because you're going onto the soil, you're not going onto the plant. The major focus is looking at water sitting on leaves overnight. That's when pathogens come in, can't dry out as quick. So that's one of the things to be thinking about when it comes time to what time to water. So again, as we said before the break, watering in the morning, if you're going to use overhead sprinklers, is the best to do it. If you have nothing else and you can only, you know, use sprinklers, and there's nothing wrong with that, try to get it done in the morning versus afternoon or night. Gives the plant a lot more time to dry out and be ready for the entire day and not worry about pathogens coming in. So, you know, there is a method to the morning versus evening watering. It's just how you do it. Soaking the leaves is okay in the morning. Soaking the leaves at night is not. So, you know, I get it. A lot of times I have no time in the morning to water anything that's outside. I'll do it at night. But I do make sure that I am watering underneath the leaves and it's getting as the least amount of leaves as possible on the plants, because I know that water sitting on the leaves is not good for it. So as long as you're getting them watered, that's the most important part. But then from there, kind of look at it and say, what's happening? You'll be able to notice what's going on here and there with it. So just wanted to go over some of the best practices with watering. I think it's very important. And like I said at the beginning, whenever we bring somebody into the nursery to work for us, you have to explain watering a little bit. It's not just, here's a watering wand, go water everything and come back when you're done for the next task. It's important. We know that it's going to take a little bit longer, and we know that which areas are going to take the most. And, you know, so it is something to think about and learn a little bit. Obviously, a lot of you more advanced gardeners know exactly what to do, when to do it. But for some of the ones who are starting out, this is a huge tip that can really help you be successful when it comes to plants. So something to think about going forward with your outdoor plants, indoor plants, anything along those lines. You know, indoors a little bit different. You're not going to use a sprinkler system, obviously. But are you going to want to do it during the day to allow it to go through? So something to look at going forward here. And again, this is just a little bit about how to water and when to water. Now, we talked about it briefly for a little bit at the beginning. Unseasonably warm temperatures right now. So you should be thinking about what you can be doing, what you should be getting ready. You know, some of the plants are still blooming inside. Some of your house plants, your winter flowering plants are still going. You know, should you be getting some fertilizer on them? Because they're pushing a little bit more, especially if they're flowering. What do you use? Now, Espoma has a great one. You want to give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So, if you've been listening to me for, you know, months here, I do talk about over the winter not fertilizing as much. But that's not particularly completely the case. Some of the houseplants don't want to be fertilized during the winter. But some can just give it a little something. When you're starting to see plants getting a little bit weaker, you're starting to see some new growth forming, that's a good time to be pushing a little bit of fertilizer into it to help, because the plant's focusing on that new area and looking to grow bigger. So depending upon the type of plant you have, the four varieties that Espoma has of that liquid plant food are perfect for it. You know, your indoor is more of your all-purpose violet, specifically for those violets. Cactus for your cactus and succulents, and orchid for those flowering orchids that are going right now. So those are definitely ones that you can still be feeding and to keep going and keep growing bigger for you. So, you know, like I said, I talked about not fertilizing in the winter, but certain varieties will need it. So definitely take a look at what you have. It's definitely something to be looking at and getting taken care of. A lot of your houseplants, you know, a lot of foliage houseplants become very popular in the past few years. It's been awesome to see the different varieties out there coming in. So, you know, a lot of the foliage, you know, take a look. It's got some new growth. Give it some fertilizer. Give it some of that indoor fertilizer. Give it a little bit of something. Continue to water it during that season. You know, it might be a dormant period, but you're not going to just cut off the watering because it's in a dormant period. You're just going to water less. You know, maybe instead of twice a week, maybe it's once a week. Maybe, you know, depending upon what it is, if you're doing it every couple weeks, you wait a little bit more. Make it 3 weeks versus two. You'll be able to tell on some of your plants of when they need the water, etc. So, again, watering is so important. I just can't stress it enough. So, something to be thinking about and looking into. Saying, all right, am I doing this right? Is there too much runoff? What's going on? So, another thing that we can be looking at right now, especially with the warm weather, and again, I talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour, wilt-proof or wilt-stop going back onto your plants. You know, the New England area right now has a warm-up, but it's going to get cold again. I mean, winter is still here. Winter is part of what we're dealing with in New England, even though it's 60 degrees right now. And so, you know, putting that wilt-proof, putting that wilt-stop out onto the plants is going to help prolong that period to protect them from the wind, the drying winds, the sun, etc. Wilt-proof and wilt-stop should be applied almost every couple months, especially in the winter months, to allow it to sit on there for long periods of time. You know, a lot of us, you know, we started talking about wilt-proof and wilt-stop in October. A lot were putting it down in October and November. Well, if it lasts 2 months, we're in that period right now. We want to go another 2 months into March. Hopefully at that point, we'll start to see the real signs of spring versus this false spring, if you will. But putting them down is going to protect your evergreens. Like, we're talking hollies, rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwoods, those types of plants to help protect them. And it's time for round two of the wilt stop and wilt proof. It really is time to get out there. Warm weather. I know there's going to be a little bit of rain here and there today. It's going to be a little bit windy. So you try to pick the best part of the day. I know it was windy overnight. And I know looking going forward, we're going to get some rain here in the next couple hours. So if you can get out there now. But like I said, you know, after the rain happens, you should have some time later today because a lot of these products, you want over 40 degrees. So, you know, once the rain has happened, rain subsides, and then we get some of that sun, then you can be spraying them out, let it dry out a little bit. But I definitely think it is time to reapply your wilt-proof to be successful in your plants. Reason why I'm talking about this so much is I think about the last time this weather pattern happened was 2015. We had tons of plants not make it through the winter because of this warm weather. Then getting into the cold, snowy weather where, you know, we had 100 plus inches of snow in certain areas just from the end of January to March. So it still could happen. I was hanging out with some friends last night, and one of them made the comment, you know, this spring-like weather, it's, you know, it's over. We can actually do more of this and that. And I was like, hold on. The winter is still here. So be thinking about that. I know it's awesome weather right now, but what can you do to protect some of your plants? We talked about this the past couple weekends. You know, if you can get out there and rake and clean up, get ready for next year, get that done. You don't necessarily have to bag the leaves or get them out of the property. Put them around some of those plants for that extra protection, just based on some of the temperatures I'm looking at in a week from now, it's going to be cold and maybe a little bit of snow. So just think about it. Don't get too excited with this weather. But take a look at the plants. See how they're doing. See if anything's popping up. See if there's anything we can do to help them, protect them going forward, because the weather can trick you. Again, 60s today, a few days from now, 30s. It's just not good for our plants. Our plants are going to be wondering what's going on. All right, do I start? Do I stop? What do I do? We know the weather. We can click on a app or turn on the weather channel and know what's going to happen. Plants don't. They don't know what's going on, and we need to be their eyes and ears to help them out when it comes to that. So, again, wilt proof for that second application at this time would be so beneficial going forward. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You can give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. I know there's not a lot going on outside with your plants. There's not as many questions as when it does happen, when there's an issue, you know, going on. This time of year, we tend to talk a little bit more about different plants you can be using, different techniques you can be doing during the season, etc. And, you know, something that is very popular with that whole houseplant, you know, trend, as well as some of some easier plants would be succulents. Succulents are very popular this time of year. And all year, to be honest. You can just see it growing. Everybody wants them. They're a little bit easier to grow. Some of them are. And I wanted to go over some of the more popular succulents that are out there. Some that you can grow just by themselves. Some that you can grow in the garden. And then maybe bring inside during the winter. One of the ones is the zebra plant. It's one of my favorites. It just looks like a little, almost looks like a small aloe plant, but it's very small. And this one has dark green foliage with white stripes on the foliage. Low clumping form, but really cool looking. Will stay small. Another one that might interest you would be the pinwheel desert rose. It's a very popular succulent houseplant. One I actually bought for my
my daughters around Christmas time. My oldest wanted to get a plant to bring home. She had went to work with me one day, and I wanted to try something with her, and she found this this pinwheel desert rose and really liked it. Doesn't like hot temperatures, which is interesting because it's a pinwheel desert rose. So that's interesting there. But it's a clump form, kind of looks like that pinwheel, round foliage. So that's cool to have. Another one that's really popular for like a hanging basket would be donkey tail. That's a really cool one. It's a sedum type, but it just looks like a tail. The burrow, just hangs over the basket and will just have that nice look to it. So pretty cool looking. Some of the other hanging type succulents they're out there, like string of pearls. You can also look at the fishbone cactus is one. That's a hanging plant that you might like to add to your succulent garden. And then new one that I've seen more recently is a string of dolphins. It's kind of like the string of pearls, same idea. But the foliage almost looks like a little dolphin coming off of the string. It's really cool. If you can find it and take a look at it, even Google it to see it. Awesome plant, and I highly recommend at least looking at it, because it's not something you're going to see all the time. Those are a few succulents. There's a couple other ones. They have one called baby toes. It literally is just little tubular type leaves, if you will, that kind of look like little toes. So hence the name baby toes. And then another type of jade plant would be like a string of buttons. That one is a little bit closer, more triangular type leaves, green leaves with a red tinge on the outer line of it. So it gets you a little bit of color. So those are a few succulents that you can be adding to your houseplant collection or your outdoor garden in the spring. A lot of these won't overwinter well, so you're going to want to bring them in for the winter. But succulents are oh so popular, and they're really, the majority of them are very easy to grow. So that's one of the reasons why they've become so popular. You don't have to pay attention to them as much. You can let them, wait a week in between watering. That's something that we like to hear. Something you don't have to pay attention to as much, but you still get the beautiful looks of it. You get that houseplant feel, that nice warm feeling. So something to think about going forward with some of the succulents indoors and out. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to a break. When we get back to 8 o'clock hour, more of your gardening questions. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.